With the exception of a live band now and again at shopping malls, most of the music you hear there is going to be piped in the usual holiday fare. Why not get some live music for a change this weekend? It's among many options for you. I talked about them with Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer.
I'd start at the Howard Theater on Saturday night for that old-school pop. It hosts Motown legend Ronnie Spector for something called The Best Christmas Party Ever, and she'll sing classics like Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, which she made famous, and lots of other holiday standards. She'll also dip into her non-holiday songbook with the Ronettes to sing hits like Be My Baby. And another spot for a concert that may not be on your radar is National Geographic downtown. On Saturday at 3 and again at 8:30, they'll host their Irish Christmas concert, and they'll have lots of singing and dancing for this one, accompanied by traditional Irish instruments. Finally, the National Cathedral hosts the Joy of Christmas on Saturday with two shows at noon and 4, and then another one on Sunday at 4. The music is symphonic brass, choir, with a traditional Advent wreath procession and carols.
If you want to take in a historic mansion by candlelight or hang out with some animals, weather looking pretty good Friday and Saturday for pulling all this off.
That's right. Mount Vernon gets itself decked out for the holidays with its annual candlelight tours, and this is the last weekend to check it out. They'll have nighttime tours of the mansion by candlelight, along with fireside caroling. You can expect hot cider and ginger cookies from Martha Washington's kitchen. You can also see blacksmithing demos. The tours go from 5 until 8 on Saturday and Sunday. And then out at Oatlands Mansion, that's a gorgeous property in Loudoun County, they'll host candlelight tours of their own on Sunday at 5 and 7, and also next weekend. And of course, we can't forget about those animals out at the National Zoo. The annual Zoo Light Celebration, with the entire park illuminated, they have everything in the shape of animals, of course, and it's free through New Year's Day.
For those who are still shopping madly for the perfect gift, I dare say some haven't even started, there's an open-air market worth visiting.
Yeah, the downtown holiday market is in full swing at 8th and F Streets, just across the street from the National Portrait Gallery. You'll find 60 local artists each day selling art, photography, and handmade pottery, textiles, and jewelry. And there are also vendors like the Virginia Chocolate Company, and they sell amazing treats that you can give as gifts. What's also great about this market, Dimitri, is that the items and vendors are changed almost every day, so you can see new stuff all the time. And I should add that everything is tented, so you can stay dry and relatively warm. It's open from noon until 8 each day through December 23rd.
That is Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer. He joined us on Skype, and you can read more about all the events he was talking about at WTOP.com. Search Washington Flyer.